We have Mayor Henry Royce in the studio with us this morning, as we've always got something good happening in Glasgow, don't we, Mayor?
Well, there's no question about it, Todd. It's a beautiful day. Look at the sun shining across the beautiful Glasgow Barron County Square. And, you know, I was listening to you earlier and then looking at some of the things. This place is busy this weekend, isn't it?
It's very busy. We've got all kinds of activities. Of course, the city is the Parks and Rec having their big Halloween event tomorrow afternoon.
So yes, it is always. It tickles me to death how many people come out and take advantage of that.
You know?
It's nice. It's safe. It's not like kids are having to cross the street or anything. It's just a big deal.
Right. And, you know, that's a good location for that to happen.
It really is.
It is really good.
We're blessed with that.
Yes,
for sure.
Definitely. Well, Mayor, I know you've got some exciting things you want to talk about to preview Monday night, I believe, at the council meeting. Is that right?
Well, October is City Government Month.
Okay.
And we have, in Kentucky, we have a very good organization that helps us cities get along. It's called the Kentucky League of Cities, KLC. It's very well done, very good people involved, and they have kind of helped coordinate the City Government Month. And what that means is it's an opportunity for us to kind of share parts of the city that maybe people don't know exist, or maybe they don't want to have to dig too much to find out what they're looking for.
And right.
So Monday, I'll just fast forward. Monday, before the Glasgow Council meeting, which we're going to start this particular event at 4:30 on Monday, is sort of an open house. Come and meet the team.
Oh, cool.
You know, we have a lot of, you know, do you realize that there are 186 people who work for the City of Glasgow?
I did not realize it was that many.
Well, you know, when you stop and think about it, it's everybody who mans a fire department, everybody who is a police officer, everybody who comes and picks up your trash, everybody who makes sure the landfill is compliant and is easy to get to. We have a street department that deals with all types of, you know, everything from curbs to driveways, things of that nature. And, of course, we have animal control and codes enforcement. It's just a really – but everybody's sitting here saying, well – but where do I go to find out what I need from my city?
Right.
So we're going to have on Monday night, we're going to have all of our city services people there at the council meeting, council chambers. This won't be during the meeting. This will be before the meeting. People can come in and say, you know, I've got a problem. I've got my neighbor never does mow his yard. Well, you know, we have just the person that you need to tell that to.
Right.
And sometimes you might not know how to find that person, but she will be there on Monday night.
Okay.
And we'll be able to say, look, here's the kind of things that your neighbor is allowed to do, and here's the kind of things your neighbor that you can't, you know, complain about. That.
Right.
Just like, and, you know, as far as, such as snow removal, how do they classify and stagger the snow removal.
Right.
We're going to have maps Monday night showing the schedule and the areas of town for the leaf pickup. That's always a big deal.
Coming soon to a street near you.
That's right. And they, a couple more mornings like this and the twigs will freeze off of the tree.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But, you know, we're going to have our Parks and Recreation people right there. We have so many things going on the Parks and Rec, and it's you think about the Parks and Rec kind of being a summertime thing, but we are changing seasons with a whole lot of stuff going on there. We'll also have one of the things that I really liked that they have, I don't have anything to do with it, but all of the people that work for the city are involved in our text service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to know if there's a bit of delay with something, maybe like your garbage is not going to run today.
Right.
Or that you can get on and you can be texted by the city. We will text out, hey, something's changed.
And that way you know it.
You know. Plus, we can throw in the city bus service, which is a very vital part. You'll be able to learn more about that. So I guess, you know, we've had, Todd, some changes in location of some of our city services. you know, when the Barron County built and remodeled this really nice county development building over here,
right?
Some of the services that are joint city county, some of them moved down there,
right?
And so they're down there now, and then others are in different parts of City Hall based on the space that was created.
Exactly.
So we want to. We think it's really important to say, okay, you need this done. Well, come here. We'll show you who it is that can help you, and we'll tell you where they are.
Exactly. For example, BIT. Barron Information Technology Systems. I believe that was one that moved over to
the newer
building. And they got just a little bit more space than what they had. But they do a great job of mapping.
And they always worked, you know, whatever space that they, you know, that they had up there. Patrick and Brandy and all those people, they worked in the space.
Right.
And but I think they like the bigger space.
Oh, yeah. And the maps you're going to roll out, they have a huge hand in helping us keep all that together, don't they?
People don't realize how, I guess, and I don't know who to give credit to, but years ago, the mapping people, I know some of the utilities were involved in this, say, we've got to have maps, and they allowed this to happen, and the people put in the money, and it makes a big difference.
It does. It does indeed. It's fitting that I have you here today to close out the week talking about this, because we started earlier in the week talking with Chief Guy Howie and Major Terry Flatt, and our city police, invaluable for our community, aren't they?
You know, and if you... Let me say it this way. You need to give them some love.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they get up each day not knowing what they're going to run into. And the last week and a half, they've run into things that nobody should have to deal with.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, but yet they have to have the stiff upper lip and get it done and do the right thing. And they have to, you know, talk about tragedy with people and those kind of things.
Right.
But... Yeah, I mean, they got a heart, too.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to see them struggle with some of the things that they have had to deal with. But, you know, that's what you sign up for.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't hurt to say thank you.
Right. Exactly. And we appreciate
and
all
you
the
did
police.
That, and I appreciate you doing that.
And the fire department. I mean, our fire department officials are just major.
Well, they were out there. I mean, you know, they were the fire department was an essential part of that one particular accident scene out there.
Right, exactly.
And they've got to be ready to roll. And
exactly.
You know, and we have very impressive young recruits, and we have a great leadership with the fire department.
Right.
We've got a lot of people who have a great deal of time in. They know how it happens.
Exactly. Well, it's just, you know, like you say, kudos to a lot of people who are involved, and we show our appreciation to you. And I know you're excited, too, about the announcement with Tate Floors coming to the old Donnelly building.
Well, I'm excited for a whole lot of different reasons for that. The Donnelly building, you know, it raised a couple of generations around here. And on top of that, you hated to see the gift that it gave our community go away. And finally, the right industry has found Glasgow and found the Donnelly building. And my understanding in talking to Maureen Carpenter and some of the other things is that they're thoroughly impressed with what they have to work with starting out there at Donnelly.
Yeah.
And they're thoroughly impressed with the fact that they feel good about being able to get 400 workers out there to do the job. And
And hopefully that's just a start.
Yeah.
They've got room to expand later on, hopefully.
They do.
Yes.
And, you know, but I mean, this is not something that anybody had to give away or somebody had to beg. It was our economic development folks connected with the Tate folks. Their parent company is Irish. And so it's really interesting to Governor Beshear actually
made the announcement,
but he also was in Ireland to shake hands with with the president of that company. And that just looks good on anybody's
map. Does. It does indeed. It does indeed. A lot of good things happening in Glasgow.
And that's right.
Mayor Royce, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Todd. And I appreciate everything you all are doing up here because we have so many wonderful things going on. And, you know, I love having good things to say about the city. I love hearing good things about the county. I love hearing good things about our partner cities in the Cave City and Park City, and You know, hey, good is good.
It is, exactly. Remind us of the time again. Monday night, folks can come out and meet their city leaders.
Okay, we're going to start over at City Hall at 4:30.
Okay, 4:30.
And that'll go on until 5:45.
Okay.
And there'll be tables set up. I'm trying to see here. April got me some information together about some of the things that they're going to have over there as far as maps and pamphlets and, you know, again, just learning who to talk to. Sometimes we get a lot of calls at City Hall, and the first thing we got to do is try to help them figure out who's the best person to help them solve their problem.
Right.
And sometimes it could be the street department. Sometimes it's codes enforcement, which is a whole other different thing. Animal control. What does animal control do? What can animal control help you? They don't come get raccoons.
Yeah.
we actually have to say that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's going to be a good event and a good way to learn information about where we live. So, Mayor
Thank you, Todd.
Mayor Royce, thank you so much.
Thank you.